Welcome to the Store Builders Podcast, the place where we talk to industry experts and successful store owners about what it takes to build a thriving e-commerce business. Every episode, we deliver the raw, unfiltered recommendations that will catapult your store to new heights. Ready to get serious about expanding your e-commerce empire? Well, then let's get to work.
I'm your host, Ryan Cowden, and this week we're joined once again by Chris Lemma. On this episode of the Store Builders Podcast, Chris and I make some predictions about what the major e-commerce trends will be in 2021. No one was expecting the year 2020 to be what it was. As we look ahead to a new year, we're asking, what does it mean to go back to normal? How much of what we see now is here to stay? In fact, 2020 was a great year for e-commerce, and we think e-commerce will continue to be a permanent part of the way people buy and sell for years to come. On this episode, you'll hear how COVID-19 may impact e-commerce in 2021, the e-commerce trends from 2020 we expect to continue, and some unexpected trends you might want to keep an eye on. If you're looking for some early predictions about e-commerce in 2021, then this is one episode you won't want to miss. There's a lot of actionable advice in this episode, so grab something to write with because you're going to want to take notes. As always, I'll be back on the other side to wrap up any loose ends. So without any further ado, here's my conversation with Chris Lemma. Chris, welcome back. It's great to see you again.
It's good to see you. How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing great. Thanks. So today, we're kind of talking about this age of uncertainty that we're living in and looking ahead to what we can expect in 2021. If COVID continues to have an impact globally, what will that mean for e-commerce this year?
So I think what we saw in the SARS pandemic years ago was that not only was there a lift in e-commerce in the moment that the pandemic hit, it was a sustained and prolonged e-commerce lift afterward, right?
Okay.
Because these events, the dynamics that play out, force companies left and right to rethink what they're doing and how they're doing it, right? One of the things we saw dramatically increase in 2020 was the ability to have someone drop your delivery groceries off at your house. Another was the ability to drive up and pick up an order that you'd already placed, right? And these were makeshift efforts, right? I mean, not everybody had Walmart budget. And so people were just scrambling. And I think what we see is a lift in e-commerce for next year and a rethinking of what is the new normal, right? And so e-commerce, there's two dynamics we've seen in the last year, in 2020, right? And for those of us that have been involved in e-commerce for a long time, we've been ringing this bell, like, e-commerce is the way of the future, e-commerce is the way to do it. By the way, if you're doing anything, you know, that can be delivered, or you're doing anything that someone can come pick up, like years ago, I was like, I want to be able to go on Barnes & Noble. I want to be able to find the book I want, make sure that it's available, hit order, pay, and then drive to the place that's 2 miles away and pick it up, right?
Yeah.
And people are like, no, that's not how that works. Either you order it online and it gets delivered online, or you go physically to the store and you get it delivered physically in the store. And you're like, why, right? We should be able to put these two. And 2020 completely obliterated everybody's expectations in terms of what would be possible and how it would work in e-commerce. But for those of us that were running around talking about it for years, you go, yeah, like, this was amazing. Like, this was a horrible year. But for e-commerce, it was great. And working from home, right? Again, you and I are sitting in home offices.
Right.
And some of us have been in a home office for more than a decade. And again, COVID had a dramatic shift in opening eyes of companies and executives who said, no, our business can't work this way. And suddenly every business had to work this way, right?
Yeah.
And so I think what's happened is it has opened up eyes. It has said, okay, we got to think about this. We got to do this. Whatever budgets had been kind of partially allocated in 2020, we can expect growth in 2021.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it kind of sounds like people were forced to use things that were already there. It was just that now everyone was being forced to use them. Does that kind of sound right?
That's exactly right. And
okay.
And it was really, it wasn't just the forced to use, it was eye-opening for people to see that some of this stuff works, right?
Right.
Because that just wasn't the plan, right? A recent study, and it was, I'll get you the link, but it was done at SearchNode. A recent study was looking at how well people did, right? Profit, revenue, all that stuff. And what they discovered, right, was several companies had some of the best years they've had. And you go, that's crazy. This is like the worst time. And I'm not talking about like people who only sell toilet paper, right? Like we're just talking about in general, the shift towards e-commerce and online delivery was a shift that people had not always been ready to do, right? And we saw, if you know, again, a different study was looking at, we do year over year, we normally see e-commerce grow about 3%. And I think it was the second quarter of this year, it was like 30% growth, right? I mean, you're like 10x, it's 10 years worth of growth in a single quarter.
Wow.
And that's just bananas, right? But it was because people were like, well, no, our particular situation is more complicated. Our particular situation requires these things. And for store builders, right? For people who build online stores, you would see there's a certain set of stores that are regularly saying, yes, I want to go online. And then a whole bunch of others are like, no, like we can't, like our inventory system and our this, and like we have and staffing and you need people to be able to answer these questions. And when every store got closed, people were like, well, I guess we have to figure out how to get online.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're going, wow, actually this, you know, for several companies, this worked.
Okay, great. Let's dive into some specifics here. So what were some of the like the big trends you saw this last year that you expect to continue?
So omnichannel shopping, right? The ability to buy in lots of different ways and through lots of different channels, buying on my phone, driving up to, you know, so I think we talked about this once before, but I had I haven't been inside a Walmart or bought from a Walmart.
Yeah.
In years, right? And then suddenly we needed toilet paper. And I was like, Amazon's out, this is out. And so there was this mobile app, right? And I was able to buy on Walmart. And then I could decide, in 1 week, I decided to have them deliver it to me. And another week, I decided to go pick it up. And when I drove up, the app itself changed, said, which parking spot are you sitting in? Oh, I'm in number 10. And then someone came out and dropped off my stuff. And you're like, this is, I can buy by walking in the store. I can buy and have it delivered to me. I can buy and have it brought out to my car. Like I can buy on the website in physical, like all of this has become something new, right?
Yeah.
That we will see going forward, right?
Okay.
Like I think the companies that embraced it will continue to do it. And the people who haven't yet embraced it will start figuring that out. Even if it isn't their own development effort, right? And that's one of the other things we saw was people were going, okay, I have a pizza shop. We haven't done delivery. It's all been in-store dining. And now I need to do delivery. What do I do, right? And so people were like, well, sign up for Uber Eats or sign up for these other apps. And so people were figuring out ways to solve the problem, even if it didn't mean a massive IT investment for their own selves, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see not only that continues, but we'll see new, I would imagine in 2021, we will see new IT-oriented or software-oriented SaaS products that will kind of appear for more of those companies who don't have an IT staff, but suddenly have a budget and want to make an investment in that space.
Yeah. I'd be fascinated to see what this was like, because in my experience, one of the big online shopping that I've done that's been new this is just local restaurants.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's new on both. I'm sure that's new for them and for me. Like I've never, you know, been shopping for pizza online.
Yeah.
You know,
it's, and, you know, the first versions of it in March were like, just call this number and talk to us. Like, we don't have the tooling to figure, like, but I, but I order pizza from Domino's and they're like, we didn't build the Domino's app. Like we, like all yeah. we have is just call us and tell us what you want. And then over time you would watch them go, oh, now we're using Uber Eats, or then, oh, we're using this other platform. Right. And so slowly you could start seeing menu items when this hit in March, right. Some of the stores, some of the local restaurants would only put like 6 or 10 of their plates on the menu, right? Not the full menu.
Yeah.
You'd look at it and you'd be like, but this doesn't have my favorite dish, right? And over time, they were working to go, okay, let me get the other stuff. Right? So, but that brings us to mobile commerce, right? And
yeah.
again, everybody has said mobile, you know, you're going mobile, blah, blah, blah. Document or article written on 3D Cart, which is a big e-commerce platform, said 73% of e-commerce sales in 2021 will be mobile, right?
Wow.
That's massive.
Wow.
And so you're like, okay, like, wow. If everybody's going mobile, then how do we make every company's menu and every company's ordering, and like, how do we make mobile? Which, you know, Google's knocking on the door going, guys, we've been telling you this for years. And you're like, yes, I know, but now it's serious. I know agencies and digital agencies and developers who would sell their service as, we're going to build you an online store. And then also, do you want it to be mobile, right? And now it's going to flip to, we'll build you a mobile solution and then yeah. also want a desktop, right? Like,
right.
it's just going to pivot because there's so much demand on being able to do it right with a device I'm holding in my hand and using for everything else already.
Right. And I think a big part of that is if you're doing the checkup, you have to be able to check in, you know, check off that you're there.
I'm here, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm going to do that on my desktop. So I got to do it on my mobile, or I got to do it on either a mobile app or on a web page that is, you know, available to me mobily, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's look forward now, 2021. You know, this is an impossible question, but what are the unexpected things we can expect to see?
So I crack up because I am not a Bitcoin person, right?
Okay.
Like, I'm just like, there's way too many questions about Bitcoin for me. And to be clear, I don't spend a minute trying to answer those questions. So I'm now officially old, right? Get off my lawn. Mm-hmm. I can't do a new payment dynamic. But every day, right, I see another update on how it's growing and more names that are getting into it. When banks get into it, you start going, huh, okay, something's going on. So I would imagine in 2021, we will see that people are able to purchase things with Bitcoin. Like the only thing I see right now is people trading Bitcoin, right? The ability to say, I want to buy in or I want to sell out. But it hasn't really, in my humble opinion, it hasn't really caught on as a payment tool. And there was a brief wave maybe 2 years ago where I saw a hosting company that said, oh, and you can pay with Bitcoin, right? And then after a couple of months, it was gone, right? The option wasn't there anymore. And you're like, okay. But I think we'll see in 2021, digital currency will grow. So I think that's not a crazy prediction to make. I also think e-commerce budgets are going to grow. And I welcome that, right? But I think what it means is your local pizzeria and, someone who predominantly does local sales, right? Whether it's Ann Taylor Loft or it's, you know, Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever, like whatever it is. And the little boutiques, right? The names that no one's ever heard of because it's only in your town. The places like that have either no e-commerce budget or a fixed line item e-commerce budget, right? It's either we're physical retail, so people are going to come in, or it's, well, we put a little bit out there, right? And I think what 2020 did was, not only was it a smack on the side of the head that said, you got to do something e-commerce, but then everybody was in scramble mode. And in 2021, we're now in December, we're sitting here talking about what is the plan for 2020? Right. And what happens if all this stuff doesn't get miraculously better in the next month? And so people have to budget for e-commerce projects. So if you're a if you're a store builder, right, this is the time I'd start sending proposals out, right? I'd be sending proposals while people are making their budgets, right? And I'd be telling people, hey, I have this deal. It's normally 50,000. We'll do it for, you know, 30,000, or it's normally 100,000. We'll do it for 70,000, or it's 10,000. We'll do it for 7,000. Like, whatever it is, whatever range and whatever part of the market you're playing in, this is the time I'd be pushing out proposals to say, get, you know, let's plan. We don't have to start the work till January, but let's plan for what your 2021 is going to be. So yeah, I think that's part of the big deal, is helping people understand that, helping store builders understand that budgets will go up, and because of that, opportunities will exist. And so, you know, you gotta get out there.
Right.
I also think if you are, I mean, so it's a logical conclusion. I don't think I'm being Nostradamus here, mm-hmm. but the reality of the situation, right, is that if everybody goes online, the correlation to that is going to mean being found online is harder, right? Like, in the simple math, if I have 10 online stores and no one else, then getting found is relatively easy. If I have a million online stores, getting found is difficult. So as a result of that, paid ads, right, essentially paying to bring the traffic to you, paid ads will likely get more expensive. So Facebook ads, Google ads, every place that you can use to bring customers to your site is going to get more expensive, which means people, again, my humble opinion, but what it means is for people who do Facebook ads, people who do Google ads, their services, right, are in greater demand, because if I'm going to pay more, I want the efficacy of that dollar spent to be dramatically better than me trying to figure it out on my own, right? Like, if I'm going to spend $1,000 this month, or even $5,000, depending on my budget, if I'm going to spend $5,000 on Facebook ads, it's kind of like, well, let's just check it out and see. But if I have to pay $10,000 or $20,000, I don't want to check it out and see. I don't want to guess. Mm-hmm. I want to hire an expert who knows it. So if I were in the Facebook ads business, or if I were in the Google ads business, I would put together the programs. And again, I'd be sending out the proposals to say, let's get your Google ads game or your social ads on point, because you don't want to overspend on this and you want to get a return for your ad spend.
Okay. Yeah. So it sounds like, you know, from all this, it sounds like this desire for things to go back to normal. We might be living in some degree in the new normal.
Absolutely. I think there won't be a we go back. I think it's we will have been changed. And so some things will be like they used to be, and other things will be brand new. We're seeing the introduction of artificial intelligence across more than just where it used to be. So AI was in fraud detection the last several years. Fraud.
Yeah.
And then we started seeing it in this last, you know, year and a half in product recommendation, right? This idea of not just Amazon, but everyday stores could look at your click stream and make recommendations, or look at all the click streams like yours and make recommendations. We have been over at Nexus, we've been building a designer, right? Something that builds the site based on a whole bunch of data, a whole bunch of research, and turning into a rule engine that does design as AI, right? Using the knowledge of massive amounts of stores to say, here's what should go on your store. I think we're going to continue to see movement, right, in machine learning, movement in rule engines, movement in AI in general, into e-commerce. And that means there will never be anything, you know, kind of the old normal again, right? Because the more we embrace automation, the more we drive the tools to do work for us, the more things change. And for many dynamics, that can be much better, right? Like, I haven't had I'm probably cursing myself, but I haven't had my credit card stolen in several years, right? Because every single time anyone places a charge, including myself, that looks like a data abnormality, right? Chase pings me and goes, was this you? Yes, no. Yes, no, right? Like, it's gotten so much better for me because technology has enabled some of these things. So I think we're going to see a continued movement forward, and that's going to change the dynamic of what the new normal is. I think for store builders, part of our job is interpreting all of these signals for the merchants of the world, right? How do you help a merchant navigate what is the next phase of running their online store?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. All right. Well, Chris, thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Awesome. Take care.
Thanks.
All right, folks, there you have it. That wraps up my conversation with Chris Lemma. He shared a ton of valuable insights and advice today on where we think e-commerce is headed in 2021. We also shared some tools and resources, which will all be linked up in the show notes. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. Please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review in your favorite podcast directory. Until next time, best of luck in all that you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Store Builders Podcast.